Well, the very survival of our people on country is at stake. That's according to the Northern Territory's land councils. This morning they've come together to demand a say on the federal government's reforms to environmental protections. As several land councils say, they're dismayed and haven't been consulted, urging the government to ensure all major parties face stringent water and climate impact tests. Drafts of the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act were distributed to some stakeholders last week, with the bill expected to be tabled tomorrow. Dr. Josie Douglas is the Acting Chief Executive of the Central Land Council and joins me now. Josie Douglas, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you, Sally, for having me.
Josie, have you had any contact from the federal government on these proposed changes?
We've had meetings with Minister Watt's staff very recently, but the critical point to make is that land councils in the Northern Territory have been kept out of the debate on environment laws. So far it's been a closed shop between politicians, large environment groups and industry, and the voices of Aboriginal people and land councils as the representative statutory bodies in the Northern Territory. We've been ignored and we have not been given the privileged access offered to industry and major environment groups. And this has to stop. They don't speak for us. And we are representative of Aboriginal people throughout the Northern Territory. 98% of land in the Territory has Aboriginal interests either through Aboriginal freehold title or native title. It's just astounding.
What are the issues that you're most worried about with these laws in terms of what might be introduced?
Well, we were, firstly, the debate on environmental reform is moving at incredible speed. We were had some optimism in terms of Minister Watt saying that he would be open to further amendments. However, that was completely dashed and that optimism shattered when the minister announced that there are plans to exempt some projects of national significance from federal environmental laws. No project can be more significant than what we are facing now in terms of the environmental crisis and the climate change future. And Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory are living the impacts right now of climate change and water insecurity. And the impacts for the North are absolutely devastating. And it's also deeply, deeply concerning that a possible agreement could be made with the Coalition. We're appalled because parts of a report commissioned by the Coalition and released this morning say there's no such things as heat deaths. And try telling that to Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory already suffering the impacts of climate change with inadequate housing and extreme temperatures in summer, the heat's rising, and winter. Many of our communities are at risk of being uninhabitable, in our lifetime.
Have you had much contact from the Greens?
No. And can I just say, in terms of the environmental groups, we're not just any old stakeholder. Aboriginal Territorians land holders and landowners in the Northern Territory. We're also faced with the Northern Territory government who have stripped back all safeguards in terms of environment in the Northern Territory. And what we're seeking to achieve with the EPBC Act is that we want and we're calling on Minister Watt and his government to expand the water trigger so all to all projects that have a significant impact on ground and surface water. And I only need to point to the Singleton Water Project in Central Australia, the biggest groundwater-dependent project in NT's history that will consume 40 gigalitres of water per year for 30 years once it's established. So we're absolutely calling for an expanded water trigger. It makes no sense for the existing water trigger to not cover projects that have a significant impact. At the moment, the water trigger is just confined to the type of projects, not the scale of projects. So we want that water trigger expanded. We also want to ensure that projects with major impacts on climate are subject to stringent climate risk assessment and decisions, and there should be no exemptions to this process. We absolutely need that to see decision-making powers over federal environment laws are not hand-passed to the Northern Territory government. We have a CLP government that's fast-tracking development at the expense of our country and sacred sites. The other two matters we are calling for is to extend the consultation period for establishing these development regions to 90 days. It's impossible to obtain free, prior and informed consent in the proposed 30-day time slot. And we're wanting to ensure that assessment of cultural values is part of all development planning and assessment.
Dr. Josie Douglas, thank you so much for joining me this morning on Breakfast.
Thank you. And I'd just like to make one final closing comment, if I may. The voice referendum may have been lost, but there's absolutely no excuse for failing to listen to the Aboriginal voices when it comes to the environment. And as I said earlier, every blow to the environment is a savage blow to the First Peoples of our nation. Thank you, Sally.
Dr. Douglas, thank you very much. Josie Douglas is the Acting Chief Executive of the Central Land Council.